Lesson 4, Sanity. Principle 2. Earnestly believe that God exists, that I matter to him, and that he has the power to help me recover. Happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Step 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." Think about it. Insanity has been described as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result each time. Sanity has been defined as wholeness of mind, making decisions based on the truth. The following are some of the gifts we will receive when we believe that our higher power, Jesus Christ, has the power and the will to restore us to sanity. We'll use the acrostic for sanity. The S stands for strength. Jesus gives us strength to face the fears that in the past have caused us to fight, flee, or freeze. Psalm 46 verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear." And Psalm 73:26, "My mind and my body may grow weak, but God is my strength. He is all I ever need." The A stands for acceptance. We learn to have realistic expectations of ourselves and others. Romans 15:7 says, "Accept one another, then, for the glory of God, as Christ has accepted you." The N in sanity stands for new life. As we become conscious of his presence, we begin to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We are reborn. That comes from the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun." The I in sanity stands for integrity. We begin to follow through on our promises. Others start trusting what we say. 3 John verse 4 says, "Nothing brings me greater joy than hearing that my children are living in the truth." The T in sanity stands for trust. We begin to trust our relationships with others and our higher power, Jesus Christ. Proverbs 29:25, "It is dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you, but if you trust the Lord, you are safe." The Y in sanity stands for your higher power, Jesus Christ, loves you just the way you are. No matter what you have done in the past, God wants to forgive it. Romans 5:8 says, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." No matter what shape your life is in today, together God and you can handle it. 1 Corinthians 10:13, "And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out." And if you take action to complete the next principle, your future will be blessed and secure. Matthew 6:34 says, "So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time." Our principle 2 prayer. Dear God, I have tried to fix and control my life's hurts, hang-ups and habits all by myself. I admit that by myself I am powerless to change. I need to begin to believe and receive your power to help me recover. You loved me enough to send your Son to the cross to die for my sins. Help me to be open to the hope that I can only find in him. Please help me to start living my life one day at a time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's the question section for this lesson 4, Sanity. Question 1. What things have you been doing over and over again, expecting a different result each time? Question 2. What is your definition of sanity? Question 3. How have your past expectations of others been unrealistic? Give examples. Question 4. In the past, how has trusting only in your own feelings and emotions got you into trouble? Question 5. How can your higher power, Jesus Christ, help restore you to make sane decisions? Question 6. What areas of your life are you ready to release control of and hand over to God? Be specific. Here are the principal 2 verses. Remember that in the past you were without Christ. You were not citizens of Israel, and you had no part in the agreements with the promises that God made to his people. You had no hope, and you did not know God. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were far away from God are brought near through the blood of Christ's death. That's Ephesians 2, verses 12 and 13. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 and 8 say this: But this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine within us, is held in a perishable container, that is, in our weak bodies. Everyone can see that the glorious power within must be from God and is not our own. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but not crushed and broken. We are perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do, but we don't give up and quit. Colossians 1:27 says, And this is the secret, that Christ in your hearts is your only hope of glory. And Romans 12:2, Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all that you do and think. Then you will learn from your own experience how his ways will really satisfy you. And finally, Isaiah 42, verse 3. He will not break the bruised reed, nor quench the dimly burning flame. He will encourage the faint-hearted, those tempted to despair. He will see full justice given to all who have been wronged.